from Northern California. It's the PenPals.Buzz Prison Pen Pal Podcast. Hear real stories from real inmates who want to write to you. Now, here's your host, Big Steve.
People won't believe this, but it's crazy. We tried to get Tom Cruise on the Prison Pen Pal Podcast today. And I know it sounds crazy. I called his office. They just hung up on me. I guess I'm not good enough for Tom. So I said, maybe Dakota Fanning will come on. And Dakota, you know, she had something else to do. But we were able to find a man who was in the same movie as both of them. Unbelievable, really. War of the Worlds. David Bomber is here with us today from Virginia. And David is also incarcerated at the Nottoway Correctional Center. He's been there about 15 years. Thanks for being with us today, David.
Yeah, appreciate it, man. Thanks for having me.
We're going to get into your life story here in a second, let people get to know who the real David Bomber is. Before we do that, though, I've got to know more about this War of the Worlds.
We had to be there at like 4 o'clock in the morning. They put us on a shuttle bus, and they took us about 15 or 20 minutes away to this field that they had secured. I was standing up there, minding my own business, and this guy comes up, and he had a blue jeans on, like Wranglers or something, and some Nike shoes, and plaid shirt, looked like he'd been shopping at Walmart. And anyway, he come up. I had a makeup job, and it was so realistic, it looked like my head was split open. Oh. You know, I was supposed to have been a survivor. That's all I was an extra, and I played the role of a survivor. Well, this guy comes up, like I said, and he's like, man, it's a pretty cool makeup job. And I'm like, yeah, well, it's not doing me no good. And, you know, we had a few words, but I didn't know who this guy was. Well, come to find out, it was Steven Spielberg. And so once I found out who it was, I was like, oh, wow, you know. And he's like, well, the reason why I come over is because I want to introduce you to Tom Cruise and Dakota Fanning. And he's like, he was so down to everybody. He's like, do you know who they are? And I'm like, yeah, I know who they are, right? And,
yeah.
But anyway, so I got to meet Tom and Dakota, and it was a pretty cool experience. The only one I didn't get to meet while I was on her was Penelope Cruz. She was dating Tom at the time.
Mm.
She didn't want to interact with us. Neither did Tim Robbins. But on that, you know, I got to meet those three, and you know, I got to interact with them and, you know, chit chat with them. So it was pretty cool.
I mean, there's those memories you can always have and look back on. That's awesome.
Oh, absolutely. I got a remote for my TV in here. And when that movie comes on, they show it all the time. I'm able to pause the screen and I show guys and say, look, check it out. You know, at least I got something to show for, you know.
Do they believe it? Or are they like, cool, that? You know? Are they like, that's not you? No way. I mean, do they believe you?
Absolutely. Even my supervisor at Boss, he raves about it. Like when people come in, and, you know, we have, you know, I work in a wood shop here. Right, we make all sorts of stuff. You know, I'm a machine operator over.
Okay.
But we make chairs, desks, parts, and whatever, and every our furniture, and whatnot. It goes everywhere from the DMV to state colleges, all the way to the governor's office. But we have people come in, even from the governor's office, and they'll take a tour. But he'll point out this guy was in the movie, you know, and you know he raves
about
it.
That's so cool. That's so great. You're like a celebrity there in Burkeville. Nottoway Correctional Center, David Bomber. I want people to really get to know who you are. And when we go back to the beginning, I mean, look, man, you were waiting tables. You were doing commercial electrical work. You're going to college. And you never think when you're doing that, I bet you're never thinking, one day I might be in prison one day. I mean, it never strikes your mind, right? And I think one thing people need to realize is this type of experience, it can happen to anybody. You weren't a criminal. You might have been a prankster or whatever, but you weren't a bad kid. And then one day, boom, this happens. So when people are out there on penpals.buzz and they're looking, I mean, so many of the men and women on our site, including you, they're not inherently bad people or monsters or what society likes to say, but it's just this, you know, can be just a normal guy living a good life and then something happens. And that's kind of what strikes me with you. But tell us about like your background working and going to college and how that went down. What was your life like prior to all this?
Well, let's start off with I was born in Detroit, Michigan. Actually, incidentally, I'm from the same area as Eminem. We both went to third grade together.
Oh, no way.
I'm saying we was besties, but small world. But, you know, from there, we moved to a small city in Roanoke, in Virginia called Roanoke.
Okay.
And so over the course of years, I ended up getting into little things. I ended up going to college one time for information systems technology, specialized in networking. And I ended up dropping out, and that's what kind of paved the way for me to get into War of the Worlds. The backstory of the War of the Worlds was I wasn't even planning on going, getting in the movie, but my mom talked me into it. Sadly, she never got to even see the movie. She passed before the movie came out.
I'm sorry.
But, so for that reason, it's pretty sentimental.
Now, David, you got charged twice for basically the same exact event. Now, what happened here?
I only started out with a malicious wounding charge.
I say this all the time. I'm probably biased because of what I do, but I feel like you got screwed, and I think a lot of people will. Just tell us, like, the two-minute version, if you can.
Sure, absolutely. I had met Mike the very same day, that morning, and he invited me over. We had a couple beers, and one thing led to another. And later on, he kept on talking about he had PTSD. He was a former Marine, former civilian police officer, so on and so forth. But what stood out to me is he kept on talking about having PTSD. And that ended up getting irate and ended up putting me in a chokehold. Was basically threatening to take my life. I was able to break from his grasp. I thought he was coming to attack me again. I ended up stabbing him once and tried to render first aid. And then when I seen the first aid wasn't working, I ended up getting scared and I fled. Like I said, I was ultimately charged with malicious wounding. Then later on, they upgraded to aggravated malicious wound, and 6.5 months later, he ended up passing away from complications of wounds, so they tacked on a second-degree murder.
The thing that that stood out to me was, so you get charged with the malicious wounding, and he passed away, what was it, like 7 months later, and then that's when they add on the second-degree murder charge. But both of these charges originated from the same stab wound, essentially. I mean, it was the same act. And what perplexes me is that they sentence you for malicious wounding, and then they sentence you also for attempted murder, and they add both of those sentences consecutively, which just seems like it shouldn't be done. You know, maybe it should be one or the other. And you would think, and this was weird to me too, but the murder charge got you fewer years than the wounding charge. And you'd think that would be opposite. And in fact, now...
Exactly.
You've been incarcerated now for basically, 15 years? Like, you've essentially served the murder charge already, if you look at it that way.
This is what I'm precisely basing my clemency on, the double jeopardy and unfair stacking of the charges.
What stands out to me, and what I hope our listeners can hear from all this, is that, you know, you're a man, you're a human being, and you're in this horrible situation now. And, I mean, we started penpals.buzz just to try to bring humanity to the people that are behaving, you know, make people see prison inmates, quote unquote, in a different way, in a different light, and realize, you know, in some ways, this guy might be just like I am, you know, and a lot of people are starting to realize that, I think. As a pen pal, I mean, I can vouch, you'd be a really interesting person to write, and I hope, I mean, your writing is amazing. You're almost, I mean, I feel like you're like a professional writer. I read some of your blogs. It's David Bomber, B-O-M-B-E-R. Great name, by the way. I love that last name. Number 1130793, Nottoway Correctional Center, P.O. Box 488, and that's Burkeville, Virginia, 23922. But the faster way to get in touch with David would be through jpay.com, and if you go in there and click add an inmate, there's also a JPay app. Add an inmate, the state of Virginia. You just enter 1130793 and poof, David shows up like magic, and you can message him. And right now, my friend, tell the world why they should pick you.
First of all, I don't discriminate. It doesn't matter about a person's age, race, nationality, religion, or whatnot. You know, we all have our own beliefs, and we all have our views. To me, I see value in everybody, right? But I'm the type of person, I love to write, I love to communicate, I like to get to know people, and I also like to share some of my gifts and talents. You'll see on my profile, I like to draw, and of course, on my blogs, I like to write. I like to share those things with my pen pals. I like to get to know them, but I'm not just looking for somebody who's here today and gone tomorrow. I'm looking for a lifelong friendship.
Mm-hmm.
Some of my friends I'm communicating with today. I've been knowing 30, 40 years, and that's what I'm looking for, you know.
And I feel like I met my wife on a prison pen pal site, so I have a little experience. That's part of the reason I started this business. But when you get to know someone through letters, it's so much, in many ways, so much more intimate and so much deeper of a connection. You're able to share so much, especially handwritten letters. You know, people are into the online stuff now, and I get that, but it seems like a lot of those messages are shorter and have less depth. But the depth of a handwritten letter, man, you can really get to know like somebody's soul through those letters, and especially a long-term friendship. It's pretty special. And something else special is your art, which we have on your penpals.buzz profile. Search for David Bommer. How'd you learn to do all this?
I'm self-taught. I started this years ago as a means to put myself in here. I used to make greeting cards, and that's how I used to get by, and I've gotten away from that. But it's something I really enjoy doing. These days, I don't do it for my benefit. I get more enjoyment out of sending it to people or sharing it with them.
I know how hard it can be in there. They got so many rules now, right? You can't have this sort of paper, and you can't have this color ink, and you can't have blah, blah, blah. I mean, how much work is it really? I mean, to get all that approved and to be able to have those items?
We're limited. I'm at a level 3 facility, so they really limit us on what we can have. For me, I like to work in ink. There's something about ink. I can get more depth and more detail out of it. So I try to find colored pens. The roses I did, all those are in 100% ink, right? A lot of the background I use pen, and I mix the media with coloring pencils and pastels sometimes. But it's a time-consuming process that you got to build the layers up.
You put so much care into that package. You sent us some of your artwork to put onto your profile. And I mean, it was rubber banded, and there were pieces of cardboard like protecting the art itself. And then I started to open the package, and then something said, "Open the other side, please." And I'm like, "Oh man!" And my heart starts beating. I'm like, "God, I don't want to like F this up, right?" And then even just putting it on the scanner to scan it, I was like, I felt like I'm touching a Picasso or something. I don't want to stain it with the oil on my fingertips or anything. So, man, we handled that with care, and I hope the post office cares enough to, be just as good when we mail it back to you. Awesome stuff. I've seen a lot of prison art, and this is like next level.
Thank you.
If you get some amazing pen pal, is it fair to say they might, if they're nice to you, they might get a little piece of art as an expression of your kindness?
Yeah, absolutely. That's one thing I strive for. Like I said, I get more enjoyment out of making it for somebody else. It does nothing but brighten their day, or to put a smile on my face. Then I'm happy with that.
Nottoway Correctional Center, David Bommer. What's your day like?
Well, besides the wood shop, I work here Monday through Thursday, sometimes Fridays and Saturdays. Generally, I come back, man, I either do some drawing or writing or unwind while watching TV. We actually have a pool table now.
Oh, nice.
Avid pool shooter.
I'm embarrassed. We go to the bar here in town, and my wife wanted to play some pool. I'm like embarrassed to even, unless there's like nobody around. It's humiliating.
I get that.
Well, you're doing the best you can, man. You're getting through, and there's got to be some hope. I mean, you're working on the clemency. You're working on, everything you can do. There's a lot that's out of your control, but it's impressive you can keep such a positive attitude and just keep pushing forward. And I hope we can get you some good connections and friendships and who knows what else along the way through penpals.buzz.
Thank you for putting me up there. I was trying to get in touch with you months and months ago. My buddy in Alaska, he listened to some of your podcasts and whatnot, and he looked it up, and he was supposed to do the profile. Anyway, he ended up not doing it. So, and like I told you before, they've got this ridiculous policy where they won't send money orders out, right?
Mm-hmm.
To any kind of social media stuff.
It's so hard for us because every state, every county, even everyone's got different rules, and of what they can. It's very hard to get anything done. You know how the system is, man, but man, it's hard.
I don't think that there's allowing us to have brochures in here because other people that's been trying to get on like pen pal stuff.
You know what I did? Just recently we typed up like a piece of white paper with information on it with no pictures and no nothing. And I was hoping we're going to start sending those out and they might get through better than the colorful brochures. Maybe, I don't know.
Tell me about those featured ads that you do. Do they rotate or do they get cycled down? In other words, like if it goes to the top today,
Yeah.
And then as more ads are added,
yeah,
does it go down and does it get bumped back up or what?
Previously, every month it would bump back to the top, right? So when you'd first sign up, you'd be number one. And then 30 days later, you'd be, you know, at the bottom of the featured ads or whatever. But then that next, when that month resets, it would go back to the top. So each month it would reset you back to the top. But now with the new site, it's just, it's a random rotation. And we had to think hard about that, but it's just a more fair way to do it. So everyone's going to rotate onto the homepage equally all the time. So you're not just going to get all the mail the first 3 or 4 days, which is what was happening. Then you're waiting another month to get back to the top. The other nice thing is people on the site, they're always going to see someone new. So they're going to go to the homepage. It won't be the same, you know, guys from that day or that week or whatever. They're going to see new people, and I think it's going to work a lot better. If not, we can always switch it back.
If guys want to get on penpals.buzz, I know you have Cash App, right?
We do not anymore. We have Venmo and PayPal. There was so much fraud with Cash App, unfortunately. So Cash App finally just said we had too many quote unquote risky customers. PayPal, Venmo, we also have, you know, they can order by phone, they can order on the website, they can send money to the address, a lot of different ways, but yeah, Cash App's not one of them. We have a couple thousand inmates on the site, and maybe 3 or 4 of them, they do something a little shady, and then Cash App flags it. And I won't even get into gettingout.com and the Getting Out app and getting flagged on there and getting repeatedly shut down. I'm going to save that for another show, but man, I'm pissed off at Getting Out. I'm just tell you that right now. And if you've had a problem with Getting Out, I know you're on a whole different system, David, but anyone out there listening, if Getting Out has screwed you over, I'm just going to put it out there right now. Call us at 888-2-PENPAL or email me directly, podcast@penpals.buzz. Tell me your story. I want to do a whole episode here in the near future about how much Getting Out sucks. So if you want to be part of that, we'd love to have you on the show. And before we go, I absolutely have to ask you, Mr. David Bomber, about one of the blogs that you submitted. It's available for everybody to read on penpals.buzz right now. The title of the blog entry is Herman. And I mean, people around the office, we're talking about this Herman because this is some this pretty funny and creative stuff. Tell the people of the world who or what is Herman. What's this about?
Well, Herman's actually an actual event, but it's a dual story. I started getting into writing years ago, and that was actually one of my first pieces. And most people they love Herman because it's simplistic in nature, but it's also a little humorous. You know, I put my own spin on it, try to make it humorous. But the reason why it's a dual story is because I relate that to my pen pals. In a sense, it's symbolic with my pen pals because here I'm in prison. I'm trying to meet people. And so I don't really have the ability to just go out and say, hey, you know, I want to be your friend. I have to rely on people to see my ads and essentially walk up to me like Herman did. You know, they have to introduce themselves. And from there on, you know, I try to bond with all my pen pals and establish a friendship.
And you and Herman were pretty good friends too, right?
Yeah, for the brief period that we hung out together, if you will.
There's some other stuff in the story. I don't know how much you want to share, but I mean, a lot of it comes down to thinking outside of the box for sure. I mean, there's some stuff, I mean, I wouldn't have done it, but it's super funny. And sometimes you got
it. The whole incident with the branch manager about fussing me out about sending Herman into the bank. You know, like I said, all this actually happened.
That's great.
You know, like I said, I tried to put a humor spin on it.
Oh, it was great.
I tried to relate to certain things. For example, you know, obviously this lady didn't believe in going an extra mile for her customers, you know.
Yeah.
And that just showcases my sense of humor, if you will.
Such a worthy read. People, you can go to penpals.buzz. On the homepage, if you go down towards the bottom, we have the blog section, or you just click on blogs, the link at the top of the page, and just look up Herman by David Bomber. And I mean, it's great. It was a short story, but it's funny as hell. That's all I can say. So
yeah, I appreciate that.
David Bomber, everybody, on the Prison Pen Pal podcast. You can find his profile at penpals.buzz. That's BUZZ if you didn't know. You can also search in the blog section and check out some of his writing. Good stuff. And of course, his artwork is on the profile as well. Now, before we go, I teased this like months ago, and we took an extended break from the podcast, but we're back now. We've got episodes ready to go. Anyone that thought that I had died or quit or started working as a barista or whatever the case may be, no, you're wrong. I'm here. We had a lot of reasons we had to take a break. I can't get into them now, but we're back and we're going to be stronger than ever. Again, if you want to be on the show, 888-273-6725 or email us podcast@penpals.buzz. You can also go to penpalpodcast.com where we have all of our episodes and guests, and it's arranged in a really easy to find way. What am I trying to say? It's arranged well. You know, you could go there, you can find whatever you're looking for. You can search by different topics. You can listen to all 30 some of our episodes, whatever you're in the mood for, man. I'm telling you, on a road trip, I'm just about to head on a trip myself down to the central coast of California. And yeah, it's a little narcissistic if I were to listen to my own podcast, but telling you, man, if you've got like a 6 or 8 hour drive, you can listen to at least a few of our episodes, and man, it makes the time go fast, especially the good ones. Don't listen to the crappy episodes, but check out the good ones. You'll love it. Now, I've been teasing this song for so long. I don't know what to call this song. I just, the lyrics are amazing and they shout out to penpals.buzz. So we're just going to shut up now. We're going to play the penpals.buzz song, the country version, y'all. And we'll see you back here in just a couple more weeks for another amazing edition of the Prison Pen Pal Podcast.
I sit in my cell day in, day out, trying to find a way to express myself. I found penpals.buzz and it changed the game. Connections, friendship, and even love. Now I'm looking forward to my future thanks to penpals.buzz.
It's lockdown time for Big Steve, but he'll be back soon with another edition of the penpals.buzz Prison Pen Pal Podcast. To be a guest on our show, email podcast@penpals.buzz or call 888-2-PENPAL. Penpals.buzz is a division of Snaptura Inmate Services.
Lime, I'm looking forward to my future. Thanks to